Reuben spoke up and convinced the other brothers not to kill Joseph, but to throw him into the cistern until they could decide what to do. Joseph had been thrown into his first prison, where he spent time until a caravan heading to Egypt came by. The brothers, led by Joseph's insistence, by Judah's insistence, decided to sell Joseph, and he was freed from his first prison, only to be sold into a second prison, that of slavery. The brothers stripped him of his robe, took the robe and dipped it into the blood of a goat they had slaughtered, and gave the robe to their father, who mourned his slain son. This brings me to the parable told of a farmer who owned an old mule. I keep looking at Charlie back here. Are you the old mule, Charlie? No? The mule fell into the farmer's well. The farmer heard the mule braying. After carefully assessing the situation, the farmer sympathized with the mule, but decided that neither the mule nor the well was worth the trouble of saving. Instead, he called his neighbors together and told them what had happened, and enlisted them to help haul dirt to bury the old mule in the well and to put him out of his misery. Initially, the old mule was hysterical, but as the farmer and his neighbors continued shoveling and the dirt hit his back, a thought struck him. It suddenly dawned on him that every time a shovel of dirt landed on his back, he should shake it off and step up. This he did. Blow after blow. Shake it off and step up. Shake it off and step up. Shake it off and step up. He kept repeating to himself to encourage himself. No matter how painful the blows or distressing the situation seemed, the old mule fought panic and just kept right on shaking it off and stepping up. You're right. It wasn't long before the old mule, battered and exhausted, stepped triumphantly over the wall of the well. What seemed like it would bury him, actually, it blessed him, all because of the manner in which he had handled his adversity. That's life. If we face our problems and respond to them positively and refuse to give in to panic, bitterness, or self-pity, the adversities that come along to bury us usually have within them the potential to benefit and bless us. Remember that forgiveness, faith, prayer, praise, and hope all are excellent ways to shake it off and step up out of the wells in which we sometimes find ourselves. Joseph was just learning to shake it off and step out. And this might have started with the time he spent while he was in the cistern, or at least when he was on his caravan to Egypt. He was learning to have faith and hope through prayer and praise. He probably wasn't quite at that time in his life ready to learn forgiveness. Now the great mystery unfolds. The spoiled brat, raised amid rustic sheaves and sheep, is plunged into a new language, new customs, and a world of large-scale social enterprises. He manages to find his feet and his destiny, although it is a world in which one can be humiliated as well. Potiphar, Joseph's new master in Egypt, finds him worthy of responsibility. But Joseph's attractiveness brings on the false accusation from Potiphar's wife when she tried to get him to share her bed. Joseph knew it was wrong to betray his master, but knew that it was even more wrong to sin against God. Still, when she turned on him, it landed him in prison again, this time in prison. While in prison, he found favor in the eyes of the prison warden, who put him in charge of other prisoners. For even there, God was with him.